You have tuned into the River Newsroom's Hudson Valley Coronavirus Report from Lissa Harris of The River and Roger Hannigan-Gilson of The Other Hudson Valley. Go to theotherhudsonvalley.com or therivernewsroom.com for more information and links to the stories included here. This report is a collaboration with several Hudson Valley journalists, airing on WGXC 90.7 FM at midnight, 5, 7, and 9 a.m., and online in the audio archives at WGXC.org. La Voz, a Spanish-language news magazine covering the Hudson Valley, is translating these roundups and co-publishing them on its website in Spanish at lavoz.bard.edu.
In New York State, there are now 52,318 confirmed cases, 7,681 new. Today's most confusing coronavirus news item, speaking to reporters while en route to the Norfolk Naval Station, President Donald Trump floated the idea of a quarantine for New York, New Jersey, and part of Connecticut. Governor Andrew Cuomo went on CNN and called the idea, quote, a declaration of war on states, unquote, adding, quote, I don't think it's plausible. I don't think it is legal, unquote. In an apparent reversal, Trump later announced on Twitter that he wants the CDC to issue a strong travel advisory for the region. Around 9:30 p.m. on March 28th, they did. Rhode Island Governor Gina Raimondo announced March 27th that the Rhode Island National Guard will go door-to-door in coastal communities to see if New Yorkers are following quarantine guidelines. The move comes one day after Raimondo announced that all New Yorkers would be required to quarantine for 14 days if arriving in the state. To enforce this, state police will begin to pull over drivers with New York plates and collect destination addresses, phone numbers, and names of family members if the driver reported they were going somewhere in the state. The National Guard will then check these addresses to see if New Yorkers are following the quarantine. The Providence Journal reported late Saturday, March 28th, on the beginnings of the action in Westerly, finding police responding to reports of New Yorkers called in by locals and waving over cars with New York plates on Interstate 95. In an interview with CNN, Cuomo said he thought the move was illegal. Quote, I'm going to sue Rhode Island because that clearly is unconstitutional, unquote, he said. Some lessons from Italy via the Harvard Business Review. Quarantines around hotspots might cause more outbreak spread than they prevent. Quote, the selective approach might have inadvertently facilitated the spread of the virus, unquote, the authors write. Quote, when the decree announcing the closing of northern Italy became public, it touched off a massive exodus to southern Italy, undoubtedly spreading the virus to regions where it had not been present, unquote. We missed this in the Washington Post on March 26, but there's a good column about public health expert who studies exposure advising people not to freak out too much about touching mail, groceries, and packaging. The risk of disease transmission from surfaces is real, but it's much lower than being in close proximity to sick people, and there are some easy things you can do to minimize it, writes Joseph Allen of Harvard's T.H. Chan Public School of Public Health. Quote, if you take basic precautions, including washing your hands frequently, the danger from accepting a package from a delivery driver or takeout from a local restaurant or buying groceries is de minimis. That's a scientific way of saying the risks are small and manageable. What if coronavirus testing was as fast as a home pregnancy test? That might happen soon. Abbott Laboratories has created an FDA-approved COVID-19 test that can give a positive result in 5 minutes and a negative one in fewer than 15, a development that is being hailed as a game-changer for rapid testing. The test is a molecular test, meaning it looks for the active infection and cannot tell whether or not someone has already recovered from COVID-19. The test runs on Abbott's ID Now platform, which can be used in doctors' offices as well as hospitals, and samples are read by a portable machine about the size of a toaster, Vox reports. The company is vowing to start shipping tests to healthcare providers next week and says it can deliver 50,000 tests a day by April 1st. The movement to get plasma treatment to COVID-19 patients using the blood of patients who have recovered is gaining traction, The Atlantic reports. In the article, a Mayo Clinic doctor likens the current state of the research on plasma to craft brewing. What we need, he says, is a big national brewery. We missed this item released in new state guidance on March 27th, a slight relaxation of strict no-visitors policies that have banned partners and doulas from delivery rooms. All hospitals in New York State must allow visiting by one designated support person for each hospitalized child or person giving birth. announced by New York State on March 28th. The New York presidential primary will be moved from April 28th to June 23rd, the date of congressional and legislative primaries in the state. Cuomo didn't address the issue of village elections in his daily briefing or school elections, but presumably that means the March village elections that have already been postponed until primary day will also be moved to June 23rd, but we'll have to wait and see. The state's due date for personal and corporate tax filing has been moved to July 15th, lining up with a federal tax date postponement. The Wadsworth Lab, run by the State Department of Health, is working with other labs on antibody testing, which would allow people who have recovered from COVID-19 to be screened for immunity. No such test is currently widely available to the public, although residents of Colorado's San Miguel County are currently being screened for immunity under a pilot project developed by the owners of a biomedical company who live in Telluride. Three new test sites for adding large numbers of emergency beds have been identified, and one of them is in our own backyard. The sites are South Beach Psychiatric Center in Staten Island, Westchester Square in the Bronx, and Health Alliance's Mary Avenue Hospital campus in Kingston. Combined, they will add 695 beds to state capacity. Quote, "We're trying to have facilities all around the geographic location that's experiencing the increase," unquote, Andrew Cuomo said. The state has begun taking steps to have facilities entirely devoted to COVID-19 patients and will have at least 600 beds in specialized facilities. South Beach Psychiatric Facility and Westchester Square will both be COVID-19 hospitals, as well as SUNY Downstate in Brooklyn. The 1,000-bed temporary hospital at the Javits Center in New York City is expected to open on March 30th. Empire State Development has approved $7.5 million in funding to 70 nonprofit partners to help with small business and community economic development disaster assistance. There are links on a state news release to lists of the organizations involved. Deaths in New York State due to COVID-19 have risen to 728, with more than 200 since March 27th. In discussing the increasingly dire numbers, Cuomo said, quote, "The longer you are on a ventilator, the less chance you're coming off that ventilator. That has always been true. You're having more and more people now who are on ventilators for a longer and longer period of time, and those are the people we're losing," unquote. The apex of the outbreak in New York is still to come, Cuomo noted, urging New Yorkers to plan ahead. Quote, "Don't be reactive, be proactive. Don't wait to find out what the virus is going to do to you. Anticipate what is going to happen and plan for the step ahead," unquote. We're not sure where Cuomo is getting hours a day to talk to his mother, but good for him. Quote, "Even in a terrible circumstance, if you look hard enough, you can find a few rays of light, and people are doing it, and I think we all should," he said. A general note on New York State data, the numbers we're about to report are changing rapidly. If the numbers in this report don't add up, it may be because local confirmed case counts have not yet been included in the state's numbers, or because a case that was reported to local public health authorities is being officially included in another county's report. In Westchester counties, there are 7,800, Westchester County, there are 7,875 cases confirmed. There are 81 cases per 10,000 residents in Westchester County. 100 New Rochelle residents will quarantine since March 2nd, will be able to leave their homes after the state clarified its quarantine policy. The CDC has two different policies for when a quarantine is over. The sickened person must have developed symptoms at least 7 days ago and been symptom-free for at least 3 days, or the person must receive at least one negative COVID-19 test. A limited number of test kits made New York City switch to the symptoms method, but other parts of the state have stuck with the test policy. The Westchester County Board of Health stated it was afraid of legal repercussions from using the symptoms method when voting down a measure to lift the quarantine earlier this week. Many of the 100 residents have been symptom-free for weeks. A White Plains Catholic school mourned the loss of an alumnus who died March 27th from COVID-19. Archbishop Stepanek High School announced that a student graduated in 2007, making him one of the younger victims of COVID-19. In Rockland County, there are now 1,896 cases. That's 58 per 10,000 residents. The principal of an Airmont yeshiva demanded Rockland County Executive Ed Day apologize for what he said were, quote, slanderous and libelous, unquote, claims that the school had still been in session during the statewide ban. The demand came after Day announced the County Department of Health had not issued fines to the school, Central UTA of Monsey. Ramapo Police Chief Brad Weidel also said officers responding to the school saw only adults wearing personal protective equipment distributing school books and lunches as cars pulled up, which is legal under the ban. The health department issued violations after Day wrote numerous posts on social media saying the school was operating and castigating the morality of the students' parents and the school administration. Putnam County Executive Mary Ellen Odell has called on the state to approve a testing site at the Palladium Center in Carmel. She said the situation was critical as many of the county's 99,000 residents are elderly and there is no centralized testing facility. In Orange County, there are now 1,101 cases, 29 per 10,000 residents. A woman over the age of 50 became the fifth person in the county to die of COVID-19, the county announced March 28th. The county has been releasing town-by-town breakdowns now, newly, of the coronavirus cases. As of the latest update yesterday, the municipality with by far the most confirmed cases was Palm Tree, better known as Curious Joel, with 234 cases among its 26,000 residents, or one out of every 111 people. One out of every 282 people is confirmed to have COVID-19 in New York City. Palm Tree was followed by the city of Newburgh with 62 cases and Warwick with 60 cases. In Dutchess County, there are now 262 confirmed cases. That is 9 per 10,000 residents. Adams Fair Acre Farms, which has stores in Wappinger Falls, Poughkeepsie, and the town of New Windsor, as well as in Kingston and Ulster County, is opening an hour early at 7 a.m. for senior hour to accommodate the elderly before the general population shops. COVID-19 symptoms are generally more severe and its mortality higher as age increases, though it can kill the young. A man in his early 30s passed away from the virus March 27th in White Plains. County Executive Mark Molinaro will hold a second live telephone town hall on April 2nd, starting at 5:30 p.m. All residents will receive automated phone calls at their homes and can simply pick up and listen in or ask questions using the menu prompts. The town hall is expected to run until 7 p.m. The Hudson River Sloop Clearwater, an environmental organization founded by the late Pete Seeger, announced it will lay off half its staff to avoid closing after private donations plunged and its revenue sources were cut off. The Sloop Clearwater was dealing with financial issues before the pandemic. In Putnam County, there are now 131 cases confirmed. That's 13 per 10,000 residents. The Village of Cold Springs mayor and town board all voiced support for shutting down short-term rentals in the community because they fear people leaving New York City will spread the coronavirus. Quote, "Under these circumstances, I'm not comfortable having families move in from New York City or wherever," unquote, Mayor David Morandi said during a March 24th in-person town board meeting. Town board member noted short-term rentals were not listed as a, quote, essential business, unquote, under Governor Cuomo's order. Short-term rentals are restricted by village zoning to certain areas, but the zoning has never been enforced. In Ulster County, there are now 128 cases confirmed. That's 7 per 10,000 residents. Kingston Hospital will more than triple its bed capacity to treat COVID-19 patients in the Mid-Hudson Valley, according to Governor Cuomo and Ulster County Executive Pat Ryan. Health Alliance Hospitals' Mary's Avenue campus closed areas of its facility, formerly Benedictine Hospital, after it became part of Health Alliance. These areas are being reopened and retrofitted to accommodate expected patients. Health Alliance currently has roughly 100 beds, mostly in its second Kingston facility, but the Mary's Avenue campus is expected to hold 235 beds. A, quote, good number, unquote, of rooms will be available within 2 weeks, unquote, Ryan, the executive of Ulster County, said, quote, "We know that we have a wave coming and we are pushing hard to get ahead of that wave," unquote, he said in a press release. Many county grocery stores have designated the first hour of the day for shoppers more susceptible to the coronavirus. The first opening hour at Emmanuel's Market, Sunflower Natural Foods, and Tops is dedicated to seniors, while the first hour at Hannaford's, Price Chopper, and Mother's Earth Storehouse are reserved for seniors and people with compromised immune systems, according to the Daily Freeman. In Sullivan County, there are now 72 cases confirmed. That's 10 per 10,000 residents. An email to Sullivan County Public Health Services asking why the county was advising people erroneously of a travel ban and also directing callers to their county health info line to the wrong New York State coronavirus hotline got a helpful reply by the county's communication director, former Sullivan County Democrat reporter Dan Hust. Quote, "You spotted inaccurate information on both our website and phone line. I have fixed the travel ban info based on a misunderstanding of the New York State on pause regulations. I will shortly be following up with our team to get the phone message changed. I don't have direct access to it," unquote, Host wrote. Quote, "These were honest mistakes made in a rush of getting constantly evolving information to people," unquote. Honestly, we can relate. In Columbia County, there are now 22 cases confirmed. That's 4 per 10,000 residents. The county health department announced a death from COVID-19. The individual was elderly, and other health issues contributed to their death. It was not clear if the announcement was referring to a man who died from suspected COVID-19 on March 23rd, or if it was the county's second death. 4 people are hospitalized with the virus, according to Columbia County officials. In Delaware County, there are 8 cases confirmed. That's 2 per 10,000 residents. Delaware County announced a new case March 28th, bringing its total then to 7. In its daily announcements, Delaware County is not including 3 cases that were, quote, transferred to the county where the individuals are actually residing, unquote. On March 27th, Delaware County announced that the first case in the county, which was reported on March 12th, has recovered and is no longer isolated. Many COVID-19 patients in New Rochelle who were sickened early in the outbreak have since recovered and have been unable until March 28th to be cleared for release from isolation because they could not meet a requirement for testing-based clearance. Asked by an email how Delaware County was determining when patients should be released, Public Health Services Director Amanda Walsh said that the county was relying on State Department of Health advice that recommends counties use the CDC's non-test-based strategy guidance, unquote, which requires at least 3 days since resolution of fever without use of fever-reducing medication, improvement in respiratory symptoms, and at least 7 days since the onset of symptoms. Quote, we are waiting for updated guidance from New York State Department of Health on release from isolation if they are limited or no availability to retest, unquote, Walsh wrote. In Greene County, there are now 7 cases confirmed. That is 1 case per 10,000 residents. Greene County Public Health Department has cleared 3 people who tested positive for COVID-19 and given them discharge status. They did not define what that meant. Schoharie County has 5 cases confirmed, 2 per 10,000 residents. The Schoharie County Department of Public Health is not tolerating any gossip on its Facebook page about whether the county's 5 cases are due to panic flights from New York City. Quote, a side note, the 5 cases that we have are not a direct result of people from the city coming into the region in an attempt to escape the outbreak in the New York City metro region. Please refrain from negative speculation of that kind, unquote, read a March 28th post announcing the county's 2 new cases. Quote, P.S., I will be deleting that kind of negativity, unquote. This has been the Daily Coronavirus Report for the Catskills and the Hudson Valley. From Lissa Harris of The River and Roger Hannigan-Gilson of The Other Hudson Valley, go to theRiverNewsroom.com or theOtherHudsonValley.com for more information.